I wake many mornings to what seems like an endless rain of bad news. I find myself often feeling sad, frightened, or enraged. I am very concerned about the direction our country and this world seems to be headed. And each day, I turn off the news and ask, what is mine to do? The answer that keeps coming back to me is to be kind, be curious, be courageous, be clear, be compassionate, and look for and create beauty. To keep telling stories that must be told. In all the circumstances of my life, I have always turned to words to help me make sense of the senseless. Words will not save us, but they can guide me forward another day or through a too long a night. This is a recent attempt. Upon hearing the latest body count from Gaza, news lies shattered around my chair and runs down our walls. Cries of babies in Gaza follow me from room to room in my sleep and on my walk. What can I do? I reach for a humble pen, listen to a mourning dove, watch a sunrise, a sunset, struggle to find words to see me through. Words for future generations who will ask, how did they let this happen? Why didn't they run screaming through the streets with their hair on fire until it stopped? I'm Dan Kenny, and this is my perspective.